Blog Talk Radio.
Your host, I got a bit of a special lineup here today for you. As you know, normally on a Thursday I don't have a guest on, but I do have somebody that's going to be with me tonight. And that's Andrew D. Andrew, are you there with us?
I certainly am, Mike. How are you tonight?
Well, I'm doing very well. I've just finished eating my tea. One big mad rush, but I got there. Already all lined up ready for the show. It seems to be a bit of a, you know, bit of a sweat on it at that time there. But, no, all good. All fine.
Fantastic, yep.
So, yeah. Well, the reason that you're on, Andrew, it's simple, isn't it? Because... it's not long now until you take over this show. It's not going to be Social Connections no more, is it?
Well, we'll have to think of something to call it, won't we? But, yeah, I mean, I'm really looking forward to it, Mike, because... I'm really looking forward to it because, to be able to communicate with so many people out there and, get in touch with them and hopefully put them in touch with their loved ones as well. And, something like this, you just can't do it on a Sunday in a church or even in a demonstration with 100 people. It'd be great to find out how many people we've got listening tonight, but I'm sure it's more than 100. So, hopefully we'll reach as many people as we can.
Well, I'm sure as the show goes on, more and more will come in as normally it does,
Yeah.
So do you want to tell our listeners, Andrew, a little bit about who you are?
Where do you want me to start, Mike? How far do you want me to go back?
Well, let's go back to where you become aware of spirit.
Do you know what? I think when people ask me that, I got asked that the other week, and I think it was a great question when I was first asked it, and it's still a great question now. And the reason I say that is because I started developing about 5 years ago. That's when I first went to church. But I remember even being about a few years before that, maybe even 10 years ago, I started being pulled towards local spiritualist churches as I went past. But you know what it's like when you're young and full of life, Mike. There's so many other different things to do, isn't there? And, I've just never got the chance to go in there. But literally going back to when I was a youngster, 3 or 4 years old, even 5, I remember closing my eyes of a night to go to sleep and seeing faces that I didn't recognize. And obviously at that age, I thought no more of it. I was none the wiser or anything else like that. And it was only when I started going to church and developing and talking to other people like yourself and then even doing development and awareness courses, I slowly realized that, or quickly realized, that that was spirit, even at that young age, trying to get in touch. But I just didn't know it. And like I said, you're young and, life's there for the taking and you're doing all the other things that are so important at the time. And then, spirit grabbed a hold of me about 5 years back and pushed me in this direction.
And it's wonderful, isn't it, that they can actually do that because, my story is so much different to yours, which I'm not going to bore anybody with now at the minute because, I've said it many times here on Mike Spirit FM. But, it's so when Spirit actually took a hold of you, Andrew, where did it get from there? You started working the spiritualist churches, was it?
Yeah, it was literally, I just turned up to one day. I was living in the south of England down by Swindon, which is not too far from yourself down there. And I literally just went along and one of the guys there, as I do to people now, he grabbed me and he said, "You've got a message for somebody." And I was none the wiser. And, he sort of stood behind me and he fired about 20 questions at me. What do you see? Close your eyes. What do you see? What are they holding? What do they look like? What's the background like? Without being able to think about it. And that's the biggest clue to this game is don't think too much about what you've been shown. Just give it off. And somebody opposite me was able to take everything that I was able to deliver. So that was my first ever message. And I haven't forgotten that because it's a bit like riding a bike for the first time. You never forget it, do you?
No, that's right.
Yeah, but that was my sort of story in brief.
Okay, so you started working at churches. I know that you've done a few public demonstrations as well, haven't you?
That's right, yeah. And do you know what, Mike? It's like we were saying the other week that, one minute you're working in a church and literally somebody called me and said they'd seen me somewhere, and would I go and work for them? And then I somehow got in touch with Beth. I met you, and here we are. So, you know, it just snowballs. If it's meant to happen, it'll happen.
Exactly. You know, and what's meant to be is meant to be. You know, I'm a great believer of that because, you know, so many things has happened like that for myself, particularly in the past. And, you know, you know, it's not just you that's a new host here. There's another one as well, you know, which is Nick as well. And Nick is going to be joining us on a Tuesday evening. I'm really looking forward to Nick's shows coming right here to Mike Spirit FM at 9:30 on a Tuesday. I think he starts on the 28th of February. And I'll check that in a bit and make sure that I haven't given you any false information. But I know you're starting on the 12th of February, isn't it?
2 weeks today, I think it is, isn't it? The 16th, is it? Have I got my dates mixed up?
No, anyway. you are correct, and I am wrong. As usual, but never mind. Yes, no, you are right there, Andrew. Absolutely spot on you are. You start on the 16th, and I'm just looking here, and I know that, I had Nick's right, the 28th. So at least, there's, you know, one out of two is not bad, is it? And I even had the time right, 9:30. But
there
you're going to be taking over this slot exactly same time, same place, which is 10:30, MikeSpirit.fm. I know that we are looking forward to welcoming you to the network. And if you head over to MikeSpirit.fm now, to the website right now, you will see a picture of Andrew and a picture of Nick going around in the circle with the rest of the hosts.
And if anybody's confused which one is me, it's the guy with the 1,000-yard stare in the black and white photograph.
Well, we need to get that in, you know. That's definitely and Nick is the one in the purple shirt. Let's not say any more about the purple shirt. It's a nice colour.
Well, do you know why? We couldn't use the other photo of me because it looks like me and Nick have shared a suit. my suit's identical to that. So we have the one I've got on in black and white, so we couldn't use the colour version because it looked like we borrowed it from each other.
Well, you never know. You may have. You know, there may be some underlying things that maybe I just didn't know about. But,
yeah,
quick change. Quick change and a quick flash out, and here we go. Well, you know, Andrew, you know, on the Thursday, what I do on a Thursday, I know that you're going to be bringing something similar. So tell me what you're going to be bringing here on a Thursday night.
Well, pretty much, I don't see any wrong any point in spoiling a good recipe, Mike, and that's exactly what you've got here. So I'm hoping to bring more of the same. But what I was hoping for is perhaps if we can get a few people in, because obviously the show is for an hour initially, and you know I'd love to try and extend it for 2 hours. But what I'd love to try and do is even get people in who want, you know, even a brief chat about different things, experiences. You know, and I'm just looking at the chat room now, and there's plenty of, you know, people talking and spreading information, and that's and that's what it's about. You know, even if you've got thoughts or questions on spirituality, and in your trailer earlier on, it was about people developing, and this is all part of the message we're trying to spread. So a bit more chat, hopefully a bit of conversation, even a little bit of philosophy and music, and of course those all important calls.
Well, definitely. I mean, you know, they are the important because they are exactly what makes the show, isn't it?
Yes. And,
you know, without those people, then, well, really, we wouldn't have a show, to be honest with you, because it is thanks to the callers that, you know, we are growing in strength here on MikeSpirit.fm, and hopefully we will continue to do that in the foreseeable future. And I say that because, you know, who knows, isn't it?
Well, yeah, and especially when, you know, you've got yourself down in South Wales, we've got Rob over in Michigan, and then you speak to somebody in Alaska and hopefully, you know, give them a good reading, and suddenly the world is a whole lot smaller place, and it just realizes the power of spirit and how they can reach out and touch everybody in, you know, such a special way.
Oh, they most certainly do, you know, and they do. Well, you know, for our listeners, if they want a chance to come and meet myself, and I'm just looking in another chat room, and Nick has just called you a thief for nicking his suit. He said he wants. but you know, if you want a chance to come and meet myself, the Captain Quincy, Nick and yourself, Andrew, you can come along to this special evening. If you head over to www.mikespurrett.fm and click on any of the pages, or if you're already there, you will see a great poster that's advertising four mediums, 3 days, one venue. And that will be of Ross Bartlett, Derek Acora, Colin Fry, and Ralph Keaton. And a little while ago, we recorded something here, and I'm going to play it to you right now.
Hi, I'm Ralph Keaton. I'd like to personally invite you to the Psychic Rendezvous Weekend, held in Coventry at the Royal Court Country House Hotel. You'll see Colin Fry, Ralph Keaton, Ross Bartlett, and Derek Acora. Why not come along to the free psychic fair on the Saturday and the Sunday? There'll be lots of exhibitors and a great atmosphere. So stay tuned to MikeSpirit.fm for a chance to win some free tickets to this fantastic event. I look forward to seeing you there.
Yeah, and you know, we do look forward to coming up there, Ralph, and you lot meeting us, and us lot meeting you. And, you know, if you want, as Ralph quite rightfully said to the listeners, if you want to win free tickets, you need to stay tuned right here to MikeSpirit.fm every Sunday, where I will be giving those free tickets away. Obviously, there'll be a little questions for you to answer, all about spiritualism and what it all entails, and modern spiritualism, and where the you know, the birth of modern spiritualism. And you know, Andrew, we can tell the listeners right now, can't we, of how they can really have a heads up, because I know I asked last week on the show, how old were the Fox sisters? And Mike Green had it right. And he said age 7 and age 8. We did give him a little nudge, but he got there in the end. but yes, there was two Fox sisters, age 7 and age 8. They heard rappings, tappings, voices. And when they went to investigate what they was hearing, they heard a voice of a gentleman saying, "I'm buried down in the cellar walls." And they knocked, and their father knocked the walls down to prove these two young kids wrong. And when they knocked the walls down, there was a body laying there, a gentleman's body laying there, exactly the way that these two youngsters described. And I know that it was back in 1848 in America, in Hydesville. So there's a few, if you listen to those words, there's a lot of the answers to the questions that I'm going to be asking there. So don't forget, tune in on Sunday and every Sunday until the event, which is on the 24th, 25th, and 26th of this month. Not long, actually next month. No, I don't even know where I am, whether it's this month or next month. It's this month. You know, Andrew, sometimes we get these things totally wrong, but no, it is February, it is this month, so I really need to put the gears into motion here and start giving away some more of these tickets. And actually, why don't we say, you know, if you are calling from the UK or if you are listening in the UK, why don't we give a pair away these tickets tonight? Should we do that, Andrew?
And why not, yeah. What's the question going to be?
Well,
not where were the Hydesville rappings?
That'd be too simple, wouldn't it? Let me just say, if I said, what date was the Hydesville events? So the first person to call in with the answer to that question will win a free pair of tickets. And I just said the answer back in 18 bleep bleep. If you can give me the answer to those bleep bleeps, call in on Skype. If you go over to blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpirit FM, that's where you will be able to hit the Skype button. That way it's free. Or simply call in on 760-283-4611. Or actually, if you call in from the UK, it's 001-760-283-4611. And whilst you're doing that, as I said on the Thursday, I do like to play a little bit of music, and I'm going to do that in just a few seconds here for you, because it is something that we do, and I need to get it lined up first, and that's why I'm just waffling. And this is a song that actually I adore. I've played her a few times here on Mike Squirt FM, and I play it again for you right now, so let's enjoy.
No, I can't take one more step towards you, 'cause all that's waiting is regret. Don't you know I'm not your ghost anymore? You lost the love I love the most. I learned to live half the life. Now you want me one more time. And who do you think you are? Running around leaving stars, collecting a jar of hearts. You're gonna catch a cold from the ice inside your soul. So don't come back for me. Who do you think you are? I hear you're asking all around if I am anywhere to be found. But
welcome back, or if you've just joined us, welcome. No matter which way you listen to us, MikeSpirit.fm, or even in Blog Talk Radio, you're welcome. I've got a special guest with me, and that's Andrew D. Hi, Andrew.
Hi, Mike.
I hope you liked that song, Andrew.
Loved it, mate.
You know, the word's so true in it, really, isn't it? You know, and it reminds me so much of my life in some points and some respect. I know that the producer doesn't really like it that much, but, you know, this is Spiritual Connections with Mike Davis, not with Robert. So, you know, I can do whatever I please, really, can't I? you know, I'm just looking there at what the producer's type into me, and it's something I can't repeat.
It's not repeatable, Andrew, no. Yeah.
We can't do that. So, Andrew, on your show, on this slot, you're going to be doing readings and everything else, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. I'm just hoping. I was just looking at the chat room. I just hope I get more than 9 people in the chat room, Mike.
Well,
so,
it does fluctuate, you know, and it's not the chat room you need to look at.
I know, yeah.
Not everybody goes into the chat room. So, you know, don't worry about the chat room. I know that we have callers online. I know I'm going to go straight to the phone lines. And what about, Andrew, if you've done the first reading? Just as deep people at face to watch.
That's great, Mike, yeah. And probably just for, I know you asked about, you know, my show. And what I really sort of want to say to people, and when I do private readings or when I demonstrate, what I always try and say to people is, think about the bigger picture, not just your immediate family or immediate friends, because so many people that I catch up with at a later date, they say, do you know what? I know what you were talking about now because I spoke to my mum the next day or spoke to my gran, and you know, or slowly even just when they've left wherever we've been and things have come home to them. And sometimes they just got to try and think a little bit bigger because we can only give the information we get. And we can't make it fit, but equally, if the recipient can't accept it, you know, we can't make it fit for them. You know, we just got to give what we get and leave it at that.
Well, okay, let's bring our first caller on, and I do believe that we have Brandy online. Brandy, are you there with us?
Hi.
Hi, may I ask you, Brandy, where are you calling from?
I am calling from Texas.
From Texas.
Wow.
And can I ask you, Brandy, what you was the reason that you called in for?
Yeah, I wanted to see what was coming up in the romance area.
Okay, let me hand you over to my guest, which is Andrew. Okay, Andrew, it's all over to you, mate.
Yeah, hi, Brandy. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, good. Right, Brandy, just as I link into you straight away, literally on a voice vibration, what I've been made aware of is for you that I know you said what's coming up on a love connection, but I'm also I'm being made aware of, I want to say that there are still vibrations from a past love around you, almost like there's been a love that's gone out of the window, but it's not gone all the way. It's not gone away altogether. Would you understand this at all? Almost like there's a guy still on the scenes that you're trying to move on from, but he's still around. Would that make sense?
There's a guy that I've had a crush on, but nothing has really happened with it.
Okay. There's a guy that you've got a crush on, but would you understand where there's a past romance that, even though you think it's ended, perhaps the other guy doesn't accept that it's ended. Would that make sense for you?
That may be true. I know that anyone I've dated in the past, I definitely don't need to get involved with again.
Right, okay. Sorry, the line's breaking up there. But very, very quickly, I know you said there's somebody you've had a crush on, but what I would really want to say to you is, Brandy, is that what I want to do is clear out your locker. And what I really want to do is give you a fresh start. And I feel as though you need a fresh break at the moment. And before you start anything new, because I see new love on the horizon, and I want to take you 3 to 6 months down the road here. But what I want you to do is clear out your locker so that when you start again, there's no sort of skeletons in the... If you get my meaning, there's no skeletons in the cupboards from the past. But very, very quickly, just before I finish, because I think I've answered that question there. I do see new love on the horizon, but it's got to be a fresh start and not have other things going on in the background. But I've got a gentleman with me at the moment who's just quickly joined me and just wants to say hello. What he's making me aware of, I feel that this is a grandfather here, and he's making me aware of that he would have had very cold hands, and he would have always rubbed his hands in front of him. Now, I know Texas can be a warm place, but he's always making it, I feel this was a circulation problem in his hands, because he's rubbing them together, and he wants to get them warm again. Now, would you understand this with a grandfather who would have had a problem with his lungs or even a smoking-related disease before he passed away? Would this make sense?
That could have been my grandfather that passed away before I was born.
Okay. And would you understand why I'm talking about this smoke, because he's making me aware that his lungs were very bad. But he, even right up until he passed away, he smoked. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right. I get the name Terry here. I want to leave you with the name Terry, but very quickly before I let you go, your grandfather's telling me that what he wants to do is round the family up. Now, I don't know whether he ever wore a Stetson, but I'm being shown here with him wearing a Stetson or a big hat. But he wants to round the family up because he's telling me that the family have drifted apart and it's almost like people aren't being in touch with each other anymore and that people have drifted away and the family has broken up somewhat. Would you understand that?
Yeah, my dad and my sister aren't getting along very well right now.
Right, okay. Well, what he wants you... Sorry, Brandy, I mean, I can hardly hear you there, but what your grandfather's saying here is that he wants to bring the family together, and he is working hard from the world of spirits to try and bring everybody back together again, and especially the children around you here. There's children that feel that have drifted away and have done doing their own thing, and he wants to bring them back in together, and... sort of get you all talking again, because I'm being made aware of a breakdown in communication which needs to be mended here. So I'll leave that with you, Brandy. So thanks for calling, and I hope that's helped you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Brandy. And remember, if you come on over to mikespirit.fm, that's where you'll be able to retrieve a copy of your reading in the archives. And I'll say thank you very much for calling. Well, well done, Andrew. I must say, you know, it's a different way of working, isn't it? You know, rather than being on the platform, I know that you've been on the show before, but it's a wonderful way of being able to connect to spirit as well, isn't it?
Well, it is, Mike, and I do thank you for inviting me again to sort of help me get used to this before you let me loose on my own. But what you've got to try and do is you're trying to run things. We're trying to have a chat. I'm trying to link into spirit. I'm trying to make sure I don't break anything on my computer. And then when you talk to him, when you talk to me, I'm actually here. So, yeah, there's a lot. It's different because when you're on a platform, it's just you, the world of spirit, and people sat in front of you. This is a little bit different, and you've got to really sort of use all your faculties, which is, you know, it's a good learning curve.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, it really is. It really is. Well, I know that we're going to go back to the phone lines in just a bit. I don't know if we've got... is it Teresa online with us? Teresa, are you there with us?
Yes.
Hi, Anna. May I ask you, Teresa, where are you calling from?
Long Island, New York.
Okay, and what was the reason that you called in for?
I actually called in to see if anyone... that has passed and my family is trying to reach out to me in any way.
Okay, I can certainly do my best here to and link into the spirit world, and we'll see where we're going with that. Is that okay for you?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, Teresa, I am aware of somebody that's coming close here to me, and I know that I've got a lady that builds a vibration up here with me, and she says to me, let's be quiet, okay? So I need to, I believe towards the end of this lady's life that she would have had to slow things down towards the end of her life. I believe that she would have become a little bit more quiet in her character-wise. As I said, I want to say that she links to your mum's side of your family. I believe I could link with either your mum or your grandmum a minute, because I know that as she comes close, she puts her hands around me. So I know that that's a feeling of like mum or grandmum. And I know that as this lady is with me, that she says to me that she would have been confined to a chair or a bed or something towards the end of her life. Do you understand of a lady like this for me?
Yes.
And would I be right in saying, see, she does feel so much like a mum, if I'm honest with you. Is that right?
Yes, it was my grandmother.
It's your grandmother. Okay. Because I know as I'm feeling this lady here with me, she says to me that she just wanted the quiet life. She didn't want people fussing with her. She just wanted to be left alone. But she respects that, you know, that there needed to be fussed, that she needed to be fussed at the end of her life because she wasn't able to do the things that she could have done herself. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. Now, she also wants me to say to you that you must have taken care of your grandmother before she passed. Is that right?
Yes.
And she says to me that it's almost as if, like you put your life on hold for a little while there, didn't you, to kind of look after her?
Well, we did as a family, yes.
Okay, because she makes her aware that there was lots of people around her that done their very best there for her. I know that there's lots of people there with her that would have kind of put their life on hold, because it's like as if I want to say to you, like, take it in shifts. That we all took in shifts to kind of look after this lady and make things right for her before she passed. And she says to me that a little bit of her makes me feel as if I need to say to you that before she actually went, that she didn't know what she had or what condition that she had before she passed. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. She had had a stroke.
Okay, because it's like as if we're not really sure of what's wrong. Well, okay, if she passed with a stroke, then she must have had something else wrong with her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I know it's not, you know, it wasn't a long, the stroke wasn't a long-term thing. Okay, because I know it was something else that she's supposed to have passed with, but it was her, was the stroke that took her over in the end. So I know it was a bit of a shock to all of when she actually went home to the spirit world. Now, I know as well that she makes me aware to say here to you that, you know, she's been there a little while now, hasn't she? She's been in the spirit world a little while, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And would I be right in saying here to you that, you know, she keeps saying to me seven. So would I be right to say it's either like 7 years or something that she's been there?
Is it? I thought it was five. Mm-hmm. No, I guess it is about 7 years.
Okay, because she keeps saying to me it's like seven, and I want to say it's 7 years since she's been in the spirit world. And, you know, if I said here to you, Teresa, that you have changed so many things in your life since she has passed, because I believe it's like it's a whole new you since she has gone home to the world of spirit, isn't it?
Well, yeah, maybe I don't see it so much, but yes, I guess.
Okay, I seem to be losing you there, Teresa. I don't know if you're on a cell phone and you're moving around, but I seem to be losing you.
I guess I did a little bit.
Okay, that still doesn't sound any better. I still can't really hear you.
Okay, I said, can you hear me now?
Yep, that's perfect now.
Okay. I guess I did change a little bit. You know, there's not as much going on, but I'm kind of hoping that, you know, she gives me some guidance through this.
Okay. Well, I know that I want to say to you that, you know, that she wants me to say to you that she's there with you. She's trying to let you know that she's around your life, you know. And of what I'm saying to you, that your life has changed so much that she understands that, you know, it's that you've had to, like, go out with the old and in with the new.
Right.
Okay. And she says to me that she's pleased to see that, she's pleased to see that you've actually made those choices yourself. Okay. And don't feel guilty about it. Do you understand why I'm saying don't feel guilty about it?
Okay.
Okay. And if I said to you that, bear me a sec, no. Okay, I got it. Okay. Now, where she says to me about don't feel guilty about it, if I said to you that just before she passed, that you felt guilty in enough to say that you wish that you could have done more, and you've carried that guilt for such a long time, do you understand of that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Because that's why she says don't feel guilty about it. And I know that she says to me as well about the things that's happening right now in your life. I want to say to you that, you know, don't feel guilty about making the changes that you've had to make as well. Do you understand of that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And why does she say to me as well that you have to become more aware of what's right for yourself and never mind what everybody else thinks is right for you? Do you understand this?
I get told that all the time.
Okay.
I have a problem with that.
Okay, because I know I want to say here to you that, you know, instead of worrying about what everybody else is doing, what everybody else is saying, you need to just decide what's right for you yourself, okay? And what's right for you, and you have to go with that. Now, I know that I need to say to you that, you know, you're kind of... What's the right word? You kind of want to just... looking for a bit of direction, aren't you?
I just want to make the right decisions. There's some conflict going on in the family now, and I feel like my hands are tied now that my mom's not well. And I just, you know, my grandmother was always the one that had, like, all the answers. So I'm trying to make sure that I make the right decisions, because I feel like sometimes I should do more, and I can't.
Well, I know I need to say here to you, you know, instead of worrying about what more you can do or whatever, you know, instead of worrying about it, you need to just go with it, okay? The spirit world is not going to let you down and stop feeling as if they will. Now, would I be right in saying to you as well that you're kind of becoming more aware of the spirit world yourself? Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, because she says to me that we tried to talk to you, okay, but sometimes we don't. We don't always hear them, do we?
No, I don't. I used to hear more when I was younger than now that I'm older, I guess. I was a little more in tune, I think, then.
Okay. Well, I know I need to say this to you. You know that, that even though that you was more in tune then, you still can be in tune now, okay? What you need to do is just to bring your mind back to where you feel comfortable, be happy, okay? And just become yourself, okay? I suppose the right word there is to relax. I suppose the right word is
okay.
To understand you, yourself, okay?
Yes, as I'm told, chill.
Okay, right now, all these things that be taken into consideration, okay? You have to do what's right for yourself. I know that your grandmother is very close to you. I could spend hours upon hours talking to you, okay? But I know that I want to say to you that no matter what, that she'll always be by the side of you, no matter what. Do you understand of that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, has that helped you a bit there?
Yes. Does she say anything about my health in any way to you?
Okay. See, now, as you're asking me that, if I said to you that there is a few underlying issues that's going on, that there's some tests that needs to be done, is that right?
Tests?
Yeah, did you want to go in some tests?
No, not now. I do go yearly for tests.
Okay, and is that yearly appointment due then?
No, it's not. It's not up until like April.
Okay, well, we're now in February, so it's only 2 months away, isn't it? Okay.
I guess so.
Okay, so it is quite due, isn't it? Okay, so just know that she understands that. Now, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that you know that there's anything wrong. Okay, and please don't think it is, because it's not. But I feel as if I want to say that there's some tests just to make sure that you're in tip-top condition, okay?
Right.
Because I know that that's the way that you like to be, as in tip-top condition, okay?
Okay.
Does that answer your question?
Yes.
Good. Okay, well, thank you very much for calling. And remember, you can come on over to mikespirit.fm and retrieve a copy of that reading in my archive a little bit later on. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you. No problem. Bye now. Okay, and I do believe that we have Paul online. Paul, are you there with us?
Hello.
Hi, how are you doing, Paul? I actually know this Paul. It's from the UK, is that right?
That's right, yes.
And what was the reason that you called in for, Paul? Was it for a reading or was it for, well, these gold dust tickets? Is that what you're after?
That's a lot. But add a little reading, please, if I can ask.
Oh, you want 2-in-1?
Please. I'm greedy.
Well, I don't know if we can manage the 2-in-1. Well, Andrew, first things first, do you want to give Paul a little something here?
You'll have to be a bit more specific, Mike.
Well, I tell you what, Andrew, whilst you build up a connection there...
Okay.
Let me just... Because, if you are bringing these tickets, I did ask a question earlier on about what date was the birth of modern spiritualism.
1848.
Well, that's absolutely spot on. You was obviously listening to the beginning of the show there, Paul. So, well, congratulations. You've just won a set of tickets to the Saturday fair, which is with Ralph Keaton, Ross Bartlett demonstrating their abilities to link to the spirit world. So, first things first, congratulations. A big round of applause there to you, Paul. So,
thank you very much.
Well done. Okay, Andrew. Over to you, mate.
Okay, Paul. How are you doing there, mate? Okay?
Okay, thank you. I'm a lovely.
Okay,
really good woman coming into my life, please.
Okay. Well, Paul, you're breaking up quite a bit. Well, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine, yeah.
Right, okay then. Right. Paul, tell you what, I've got a lady who will be joining me straight away. Now, this lady is making me aware that she would have had a sort of shoulder-length white hair. And I feel as though she would have been... as some people might say, had a fuller figure. And this, what she's making me aware of straight away is that she's making me aware of pains in her chest here, and I feel as though that she would have suffered with pain like angina or something before she passed away. But
my man. Says that my man.
Your mum?
My man.
Oh, your nan, right, okay, well, yes. I never got that far, but would it make sense if I said to you, because she's given me, I only feel as though she only passed around about the age of 60, or she's given me the number 60, so would that make sense to you?
Got you older, I think.
Right, okay then. Right, now, excuse me. But what she's also making me aware of here, Paul, is not only does she have the pains in her chest, but she's making me aware of, if it wasn't diabetes, she's making me aware of blood sugar problems here, because she's telling me that her weight fluctuated and she would have carried fluid as well, which she had a problem with. So would that make sense as well?
I haven't got a clue. I was only young when she passed.
Ah, so right. Okay, then. Okay, so what I'll do, I'll ask her for something that you would know if you don't know that level of detail, because I wasn't sure how old you were when she passed. Okay, then. Right. Now, what she's shown me here, Paul, she's shown me three fingers, and she's shown me 1, 2, 3. Now, right, okay, then. Right, and she's saying to me, 3 strikes and you're out. So I don't know why she's saying that to me, but I'll find out off her.
All right.
Right. Right, what she's telling me, Paul, here is, now she's not opening this up to me, but she's making me aware of a situation. Now, I don't know why, but I feel this is connected to almost like somebody who's been married 3 times or is about to remarry for the 3rd time. Now, would this make sense to you around you at the moment? Would you understand this?
Yes.
Right, okay, thank you. Now, what she's telling me, now I feel as though this is not connected. This isn't you directly, but it's connected to you through the family. Did you understand this?
Yeah, that's my cousin, yeah.
Right, okay, thank you. Right. Now, what your nan is talking about here is, because she's telling me that, I know my cousins, I don't have an awful lot to do with them, but she's telling me that you get on with quite a lot of your family still, and you still see quite a lot of your family, don't you? Your cousins and second cousins.
None of them.
None of them?
Right.
Right, okay, well, I'll take that back. But she's insistent here about a link between you and this particular cousin. Now, would you understand a bond between you and this cousin that you haven't got between the other members of the family? Would you understand this?
Did have, but I don't speak to none more.
Right, okay, because that's what she's talking about at the moment. Okay, right. Now, that's why she was trying to get that across to me about that bond that was there before in the past. Right, now I know you've told me that you don't talk to him anymore. Right, okay, let's see what else she's got for me. Right, Paul, your nan here is talking about a work situation around yourself. Now, I'm being shown here almost like a workshop, either where cars are repaired or there's mechanical work that's carried out around you. Would you understand this, where there's mechanical work carried out, where there's spanners and things like that used, where there's hands-on...
That's what I used to do.
Right, okay, you were a mechanic.
It was, yeah.
Okay, and that's what she's showing me at the moment. But what she's telling me here, Paul, is around the work situation with yourself, she's telling me that what you're doing now is not what you love doing, and it's almost like you've moved away from what you love doing because you're now doing something that just pays the bills, and you're doing it just because it needs to be done, but it's almost like a daily grind. Would you understand this, what I'm talking about here?
I'm not working.
Ah, right, okay. Right, okay. So that would make... Do you know what? She actually said that to me, and I carried on waffling. Okay. Now, she wants to use that analogy for you, Paul, and the reason is, not just with your work and what you used to enjoy doing compared to where you are now, but she's talking about your life as a whole. There's a whole raft of things that you're almost like you're going through the motions with at the moment, and it's almost like she's telling me that you're keeping other people happy at your own, at the expense of your own happiness. Now, I want you to take that in its in context, but would you understand where she's coming from with that?
Not really, no. I'm sorry about
okay.
that.
No, okay, that's no problem, because I'm going to ask you to give me a bit more now.
Yeah.
Okay. She's trying to rephrase it for me. What she's explaining here is that what you're doing at the moment is doesn't necessarily make you happy, but you're just doing it and going through the grind. So would that make sense to you, that it's what you're doing in your daily life is just what gets done and you're not enjoying it that
yeah,
much?
Yeah, gotcha, yeah.
Right. Okay, yeah, thank you. Yeah. Right, so where's she coming from with this? That's, I've got to get to the crux of the message straight away. Right. Now, Paul, she's telling me that not just on the spiritual road, but she's telling me there's ideas you've got, you've had ideas where you're looking to nurture ideas, and there's ideas you've got that you want to grow and develop, but you're not quite sure how to do it, or it's almost like, I've got to be very, very quick now, Paul, but what she's telling me, Paul, is there's ideas you've got that about what you want to do, but in a respect... You're sort of sitting back and not doing a lot about it, but also you're not sure which direction to go in. Would this make sense for you?
Yeah, it's much
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what she's telling me, your nan is telling me that she said if she was still around on the earth plane here with you today, she'd be giving you that kick up the pants that you need, and that's what she just said to me today. Give him a verbal kick up the pants, because all these ideas that you've got on what you want to do, it's all achievable, but I'm going to have to go now, Paul, but what she's telling me, it's all achievable, but only you can do it. So can I leave that with you, mate, and leave the love of spirit with you?
Yeah, thank you much.
Cheers, take care now, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay, remember there, Paul, I'll speak to you later on the information on the tickets, and congratulations and well done, and come on over to Mike Spirit FM where you'll be able to have a copy of that reading in my archives. I want to say thank you very much for calling. Okay, and let's go straight back to the phone lines. And I do believe I have, is it Selena online next? Hi, Selena, are you there with me? Hi? What was your name?
Cecilia.
Cecilia, okay. And where are you calling from there, Cecilia?
New Mexico.
Okay, and what was the reason that you called in for?
I had a friend that died in a car crash a while back named Judy, and I was wondering if she had any messages for me.
Okay, no, not always the ones we want to come through, Cecilia, that they will come through, okay? But I will do my very best here for you to build a connection and see if they come through, okay? Okay. Okay. Now, this friend of yours, would I be right in saying that that she actually got pulled out of the car or thrown out of the car, is that right?
I'm not sure. She turned in front of another vehicle.
okay. Because it's like as if I got the feeling I want to be thrown out of something here. Okay, so whether that the other vehicle hit her and she actually came out of the car, or she physically brought herself out of the car, just as she passed home to the spiral. Because I feel as if I want to say that I was actually outside of the car. Now, if this is the friend Judy that you're wanting to come through, would I be right in saying that she would have been like early 40s? She would have been in her early 40s when she passed. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And would I be right in saying that she was quite a nicely built lady, quite slight of the figure, and I want to say dark in the colouring of her hair, is that right?
That's right.
Okay, because I know this is the lady that I've got here in front of me. And if I said to you that you would have been really close to her in the sense of that she would have been like your best friend, is that right?
That's right, we're almost like soul sisters or whatever, yes.
Okay, that's fine, because I know this is the lady I've got in front of me here. And, you know, the first thing that she wants me to say to you is that, you know, if I say to you that everything that you've done together, and you always consulted each other first, is that right?
That's right.
Okay. And I know I want to say here to you, as she consults, would I be right in saying to you that she was on her way to go meet someone? Or she was on her way of coming home from meeting someone? Because I know that she mentions about I was meeting someone.
She was going back home to her son.
Okay. Okay, that's fine. So she was going back home to meet her son. That's fine. And if I said to you that about meeting her son, this is something that she would have consulted with you first about. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, would I be right in saying that that you've got a part in, like, the upbringing, or you feel it's your duty to be a part of her son's upbringing now?
No.
Okay, because she talks to me about her son. So, would you understand that there's a need with her son at the minute?
No, I haven't really seen him in quite a while.
Okay. Okay, because I know that I want to say to you something about her son. Okay, she wants to get a message across about her son. And I believe that the message she wants me to put across here to you is that, you know, that you need to talk to her son. So I know that that's what I want to say there to you, okay? Her son. Talk to my son. Okay, I believe that it's something that he needs to get off his chest, something that, because I believe that you were quite close to her son at some time, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, now I know that she wants me to say here to you about, you know, that she always regarded you as a close friend, almost like family, and you know, she still regards you like that now in the spirit world, okay? And she wants you to know that she's close in your life. Now, would I be right in saying that you've kind of sensed it in your life of late? Is that right?
Yes.
Because she says to me that I've been around with you quite late. I've been around you quite a lot of late, okay? And she also wants me to say here to you, okay, that no matter what. Now, would I be right in saying that you've like either changed a partner or you've moved on in your love life since she has passed on? Is that right?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay. Because she says to me that she's pleased to see that you've kind of moved on. All right. I know that she wants me to say to you that she's proud of everything that you have achieved. She's quite proud of everything that's been achieved since she's passed home to the spirit world. So I know that she's quite pleased to see that you've kind of come on in your life. Okay. She says to me for a little while after she passed, that you found it very difficult to motivate yourself. Is that right?
Yes. Yes. Okay.
And she says to me that that everything that you've done reminded you of her. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And she also tells me here about is it yourself that's had the problem with your leg then of late?
Yeah. They bother me really bad.
Okay, because she mentions about the leg. Tell her about the leg. So, again, you know, it's just her way of proving to you that she's in your life, okay? Now,
okay.
There's a photograph of this lady in your home this summer, isn't there?
I had one, but I don't know where I put it, actually.
Okay, that's fine. So, as long as you have one, then that's the main thing here, because she tells me here about the photograph, okay? So if you've mislaid it or you don't know what you've done with it, don't be surprised if you come across it over the next few days, okay? Because, again,
okay.
It's just her way of saying to me, look, you just make sure that you tell her that I'm in her life, okay? I haven't gone anywhere. I'm not going to go anywhere. And she just wants you to know of how proud that she is of yourself, of her family, her son, and everybody else that's included there, because she says to me that we all kind of just have picked up the pieces of the last few months and got on with things, okay? And I feel that that's very important that she wants me to say that to you, okay? We've kind
okay.
of picked up the pieces and got on with it, okay? She says to me that she likes the new look. Why does she say about the new look? Have you changed the look of your home, or you've changed the look of yourself or something?
I've been working on my home, kind of renovating
okay.
it, kind of.
Good, because she says to me, I like the new look, okay? So, again, it's just her way of proving to you that she's in your life, okay? I like the new look. And I believe that, you know, again, when she was here, that all these decisions would have kind of been made, not always together, but, you know, she would have been included in everything that you've done. And everything she done, you was included. So I believe that she is just like giving her approval now about the things that, you know, the renovation and everything else has gone on. So know that she's around you. And does that help you a little bit there?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you, Cecilia, there for calling. And remember, if you come on over to mikespirit.fm, you'll be able to retrieve a copy of that reading in my archives a little bit later on. I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Okay,
thank you.
Thank you.
Bye now, bye. Okay, Andrew, the show is almost over. Doesn't it, right?
You're telling me, might have been 1 minute, you know, it was sort of, we were just opening the chat lines and here we are again, you know, just about to close down again.
If time goes by so quick, doesn't it? It really does.
And,
you know, it's always a pleasure. Being here on Spiritual Connections, and you know, I'm looking forward to not just handing over to you, but being a guest on your show and everything else. So, Andrea, I want to say thank you very much for coming on.
You're more than welcome, Mike.
Well, I look forward to you coming on again next week, and so on and so forth. So, Andrew, thank you very much from me, and I suppose it's good night.
Good night from him.
That's right. Good night from him. Good day, actually, from him as well. Good night, good day, wherever you are.
Thanks for listening to Spiritual Connections here on MikeSpirit.fm. We hope you enjoyed the show. We are live every Thursday at the same time, 6:30 p.m. UK, 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and 10:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Remember, you can always log into our chat room show to ask Mike a question. Or find Mike on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium. Okay, that's it for now. Catch you next week, same time, same station. Here on MikeSpirit.fm.